Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I have been fascinated by what helps us step into our power. How can we be the most powerful version of ourselves? And I've got a really simple solution for you, but it's got some parts to it. And so hang tight, we're going to talk about it. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things in their life. If you are ready to go to your next level, whether it be in your business, in your work, in your romantic relationships, in any area of your life, I would love to support you in doing that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay close attention to the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the up-level intuitive coaching package. Okay, let's talk about this. Do you want to feel and experience more power than ever before? Yes, right? So my answer is simple. And for some, this might be challenging. And I hope that you will get to the end of this podcast and you won't feel any shame. But if you do, acknowledge that that shame is not a reflection of you. So ready? How do you feel the most powerful that you can possibly feel? You take full and complete responsibility for your life. This means no excuses, no blaming. You become the king or queen of your life. You decide you'll figure it out no matter what. You'll ask questions. You'll do your part, knowing that spirit's going to show up once you start taking action, being in motion. Spirit will show up. You focus. Even if focus is challenging for you, you figure out a way to focus. You decide without a doubt that you are worthy and deserving of all that you desire, and it's not based on somebody else. Even if you're in business for yourself, it's not based on your next client. It's not based on even God. It's based on you. You hold firm that you will be kind to yourself, you will be loving to yourself, and you will be respectful to yourself no matter what. You stop feeling bad about shit. You know, I said to you, I hope you don't feel any shame about this, but you start acknowledging shame is real. You acknowledge when you're in shame, and you acknowledge that you don't have to be in shame. So if you need to get some support to help you clean up some shame, then do that. If you need to decide that you're going to be responsible for the way that you feel, and even if you are feeling shame, you're going to let that feeling move through you, then you do that. You take full and complete responsibility for yourself. You do what you know to do. We all know what to do. And anything in addition to that, it will be given to us in the process, intuitively given to us in the process of doing what we already know to do. You'll do the hard stuff. You will do the really hard stuff. And you'll stop. Okay, this is going to be probably the toughest of them all. And believe me, everything I'm saying to you, I've had to do recently in my own life, so I understand. You'll stop giving yourself points for shit that you don't need to give yourself points for. Right? Give yourself points for doing hard stuff, stuff that really moves you forward. But just deciding that you're going to be nice to yourself one day and eat well, you don't get points for that because you already know to do that. That's taking care of yourself. I was having a conversation with a friend. I'll tell you where this is coming from. And she calls me. It's a Friday. It's very ceremonious. She decides that, it's late, but she's got this big revelation, this breakthrough that's happening. And she gets to the end of what she says, and I'm like, okay, and? And it was that. It was not next level. And I think there are a lot of us, myself included, who give ourselves credit for next level stuff that's not really next level. And you know what I'm talking about psychically. Just showing up is not enough, right? Or showing up so scared that you're going to sabotage the whole thing anyway. That's not next level. Next level is saying, hey, I'm scared and I'm going to sit with this fear and I'm going to get clear on what it means. And then I will act. And it's not that I'm sitting with this fear and just lamenting about it and letting time go by and not really looking at the fear and saying I'm dealing with my fear before I take action and doing nothing and still feeling fear. It means, hey, I'm going to take an afternoon and I'm going to look at this. How am I feeling about myself? What is the origin of this feeling? Do I need to go and get some psychological support around this? Do I need to commit to a new way of being, a new way of seeing myself? Are there some limiting perspectives and stories I need to let go of? What is the source of this fear? And now it's time to show up and show up big. So yeah, stop giving yourself points for essentially, my spirit guides are saying, stop giving yourself points for self-sabotage. And self-sabotage is tricky in the sense that you do half of it and you think, oh, I should get a trophy. And I giggle because I do it with myself all the time. I should get a trophy. I did this thing, right? But the hard thing is the next level. So ask yourself, and you can always praise yourself. You can always commend yourself for a job well done. You can always say, oh, I'm so glad I took that step. Now it's the next step, because it's all the steps together. It's like a cup, and we can put good things in the cup, or we can take good things away from the cup. But it's just a drop, right? And we're trying to fill the cup. And so just because we put a drop in doesn't mean that now we're going to quench our thirst. It's the drop after drop after drop after drop after drop. While being mindful of all the times when we kick the cup over, sometimes accidentally, being mindful of all the times that we drain the cup, right? All of this is working together, and I'm speaking energetically because, that's what I do. I read energy. I talk about energy. But think of your life as a cup, and what are you putting into the cup, and what are you taking away for the cup? And are you giving yourself too much credit for just one little bit of the cup? And I'm saying, yes, that is great, but keep going. Keep going. Keep going. So do the hard stuff. And you can do it in tiny increments. You can do it in little chunks of whether it's time or whether it's action. You can break it up. It doesn't have to be this big rush of things you do. No, do it in little teeny tiny pockets. So you do what you know to do. That's taking responsibility for yourself. You do the hard stuff. And the hard stuff is hard stuff. So you might have to do it in little bitty increments. But you get it done and you take responsibility for doing it. And then you spend more time doing things you actually are good at and things you actually enjoy. And that also means spending time with people you actually enjoy. So if you keep putting yourself in a situation that makes you feel bad about yourself because you feel like, well, it's family or, well, it's friendship or, oh, we've been down this road. Even with my friend, I look back on that conversation. And I thought, God, I lost an hour of my life talking to her about nonsense. And I love her, but did I feel good at the end of the conversation? No. And I had to own that. I had to own that the next day I felt weird and off because I had had this weird conversation where she wanted me to praise her for something that was not praiseworthy. You know? And I felt all of her, you know, it's like a codependency, grosso conversation. And I just, and I was thinking about the next day. So then if I'm thinking about the next day, that means I'm not thinking about what I want to be thinking about. And so I had to own that I said yes to that conversation. I didn't set the boundary. I'm a psychic. I knew how it was going to go. Maybe not what she was going to say specifically, but energetically, I could feel like, that's probably a no. She wants to talk to you right now. It's pretty late at night. It's probably a no. And I said yes. Why? You know, friendship. We've been friends forever. But really, that I do believe in friendship, don't get me wrong. I think friends are magical and wonderful and amazing. It was really codependency. What would happen if I said no? Who am I if I say no? What will she think if I say no? Right? There are three of us on the text chain in this friendship. And one so rightly said, nope, I'll text you about this, but we don't need to talk. It's pretty late. And I was the fool, with love and respect to myself, I say that, but said yes. And so that's the hard stuff. Saying no when it's a no, that's hard. And you got to be willing to do it. That's how you start to take full responsibility for yourself. And that's how you step into your power. And again, you start using your time to do more of what you're good at and more of what you enjoy. You get to be happier. You get to acknowledge that you and only you are in charge of your life. You take responsibility for your words. You take responsibility for the way you use your time, what actions you take, the thoughts that you're focusing on. Yeah, there's going to be a ton of thoughts that run through our mind, and we're going to feel a lot of different things in the course of a day. But we get to choose where we focus our attention. And if you can say, well, Amy, you know, sometimes these feelings just come over me and I don't know what to do. Well, God put a lot of resources on this planet to help us manage our feelings. So use them. Buy a book. Listen to a podcast on feelings. And I mean, even Terry Cole sent something out this week. And I refer to her often. If you go to her YouTube, it's probably up, but it was talking about emotional maturity. We are living in such a beautiful time that we now have access to all of this, these resources, this guidance, this wisdom to help us navigate our lives, even healthcare. You know, most of us now have health insurance. Thank you, Obama. You can go and schedule a session and talk to someone about your feelings, your traumas, your pains, your hurts, the things that are holding you back. That is taking responsibility for your life. And sure, you can go into those environments and not use the service for what it is and start blaming and making your therapist wrong and making the situation wrong and all the time and I can't get there and what's this and that. But again, you're in charge of your life and you're in charge of how you use this tool, whatever tool you decide to use. And so what's the payoff on the other side of taking responsibility for your life? You get all your power. You get to be the strongest version of yourself. You get to live the way you want to live. You get to build the life of your dreams. You accept yourself. It's no longer the back chatter of being wrong or insecure or all of that game. You just stop doing it, right? You know what you're good at. You know what you're not good at. You move through life accepting yourself as you are. You get better at things you want to get better at. You surround yourself with people that uplift and inspire you, that make you feel good. You decide how you use your time. You get to decide what you say yes to. You get to decide what shows up. You get to decide what situations you wind up in. All because you decided to take responsibility for your life. So there's no complaining in this, right? That's where it starts there. Just stop complaining. And it's not, I'm not saying I don't ever complain there, but I set it up. I'm like, okay, I'm very clear that I'm going to express my displeasure in this, and this is why I feel this way. But it's never about other people doing something to me, right? And then when you are in situations where maybe it's unjust or unfair, you'll be able to clearly identify it. You'll be able to call it out, right? So no complaining. Nothing is a reflection of you personally. So for me, it was typos. If I sent an email out and it had typos in it, which 9 times out of 10, if I send an email out, it has typos. I'm better now. But okay, this is a perfect story. This is taking responsibility for yourself. I'm a writer. It was my gift from God. But what came with that was I have an ability to skip words. Turns out that's not that weird, but I do skip words. And it's always that word that your eye will naturally just fill in until you step back from it, come back to it, right? And so if I send an email out and there's a typo, when I first started my business, I beat myself up about it, and then I wouldn't send an email for a while. And then God bless Amanda Francis, because she also has this typo issue. And so she's like, yeah, you know, there'll be typos. So I started to accept them, but the writer in me that publishes work and invests a great deal in editing, I just started not be totally comfortable with typos. I'm like, hey, Amy. And then it hit me. I'm like, I don't have to hire an editor to read my emails I send twice a week to my list. I have the resources. There's a function in Word that will read the document to me so I can check for those errors. And I kid you not, after I had that kind of aha, because I use it in my fiction writing business all the time, but haven't been using it in my marketing material. And then I had that aha, and then I was afraid to use it. And I saw like self-sabotage really come up. I'm like, what is this? Why am I refusing to take the 5 minutes to listen to this to make sure the copy is at the standard that I want it to be? It's fine if I just want to be in, okay, typos are okay with me. But I was moving past that, like, right? So I wasn't feeling any more shame around the typos. But it just, as a professional who values writing, it was not in alignment with my truth. And so I'm not saying, okay, if you see a typo in my work that, oh, I've sinned against myself. No, I'm not saying that. That happens. But did I do everything I knew to do? So it was one of those moments where I was like getting ready to send this email. And I don't know, when I'm sending emails, there's no urgency. I work for myself. I have complete and total time freedom. But I'll have this like urgency when I'm doing it. And I'm like, I can't wait to read it through. I kind of get it out. And I had to stop myself. I'm like, what story am I living in right now? I'm in my home alone in my own business. I'm completely on time given the schedules that I've created for myself. Where is this urgency coming from? And I had to really sit and break that story down. And then I had to get to the root and say, all right, you're going to take those 5 minutes and use this feature to make sure the copy is clean. Because that's taking responsibility for my life. So what I broke down to you in this example is what self-sabotage looks like. Self-sabotage is a world, right? And we've made up all these little stories. And I'm not saying we our conscious, logical, brilliant selves that listen to this program. No, all the junky things in our subconscious that have been ingrained and twisted and turned and tied up with other things in this situation and that situation, and something that happened when we were 4 is now connected to a trauma that happened when we were 20. And then we do all these things, right? And we start acting like there's urgency. I got to get this email out, when there is no urgency whatsoever, right? That's self-sabotage. So not using that tool is self-sabotage for me. But I realized that there was something going on there that was keeping me from using it. And I had to sit with it. I had to sit with it. I had to get clear about it. I had to clean it up. And then I ultimately just said, girl, slow down. Life is good. And do what you know is right and true to you. Right? And we all have to have those conversations with ourselves. That is taking responsibility for your life. That is how you empower yourself. That's how you move out of victimhood, the energy of victimhood, the energy of I can't, right? I could say, oh, I can't seem to send an email without a typo. And I have. That's why I can make fun of myself in this moment. I have done that many times as I'm looking at the email after it's been sent. Like, what is this? And then I'm like, come on, Amy, you know how to do this. And let's just say, you know, this tool that's in Word now, I think it's been in existence. I think the first time I used it was like 2018. So it's been around some time. But let's just say it was 2013 or 2012 when I started my business and that feature wasn't in Word. Well, I had resources. I could have sent it to my mom to read it over at that time. She would have probably read something over for me. I could have paid someone. That's probably the best option. I could have paid someone on Fiverr, probably $5, to read my 250-word email to make sure there weren't any typos. There is always a way. There is always a way. There is always a way to take full and complete responsibility for yourself. And yes, you might have to hit a point where you're like, all right, that's the way it is. And that even, that acceptance, knowing that you've done the best that you can do, is also taking responsibility for yourself. Yes, things will trigger us, but you're responsible for your trigger, not what triggered you. I'm seeing that a lot in our culture right now, as we're letting ourselves be triggered by things. And that's fair. Things will come up that'll make us feel things, but it's not that thing, right? So if I'm watching Euphoria, which I think is, gosh, man, good storytelling. The showrunner for that does such a good job. Such a good job of telling that story. And the way in which we can watch it, and I don't necessarily need to feel it, but I do feel it, right? You get it? And so that's just good storytelling. Really well thoughtful, very thoughtful storytelling. Where you can feel it, but it's not like in your bones, right? And so if I'm watching Euphoria and it makes me feel weird and uncomfortable, and it takes me down a road I don't want to go down, and it triggers something in me, and that's my responsibility to deal with that trigger. Or it's also my responsibility, just don't tune into that show, but it is my responsibility ultimately, right? So yeah, there are lots of triggers in the world, and it's our job to know why it's triggering us. It's our job to figure out why it's triggering us. It's our job to go and get some support around that trigger. Maybe there is something there. Then we have to go and take good care of ourselves so we can be healthy, happy, and whole. And it doesn't mean something's not going to trigger us. That's life. That's being human. But we have all the resources to help us get through that trigger. And it's not about blaming whatever it was. And then the last little piece of living where you are the king or queen of your life. As you live in this moment, the past is the past. And if you need, again, help healing the past, you go and you do the work to heal that. But this is the moment. This is your point of power. What are you doing right now? So humans tend to live either in the past or in the future. And even biblically, it's very clear that our only point of power, the only thing that is truly and rightfully good for us, is living in this moment. So if you want to take full and complete responsibility for your life, live in this moment right now. How are you feeling now? What are you thinking now? Does it feel good? Is there a shift or change you can make? And if you're unclear about what the shift or change is, you just know it doesn't feel good, I'll say it again. You go and you get support. You find the right support for you. Some of you, it might be therapy. Some of you, you might need a coach. Some of you, you might need to enter into a program. Some of you might buy a course. Some of you might seek out the right mentor. And then you're open and curious, and you're not just hearing what you want to hear. And then you make your own decisions. You do what is true and right for you, and you think it through intellectually, you think it through spiritually, you think it through psychically. And again, if you're thinking it through and you need some guidance around it, you need some support, you need someone to talk it through, you need someone to see it from a different angle, you go and you get that support. That's it. We're humans. But we get to take full and complete responsibility for our life. And that will make you unstoppable. It will make you the most powerful person you know. Okay. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are feeling like weird and shame and like, oh my God, I haven't been taking responsibility for my life, and I make excuses and I blame and I do all these things that Amy was talking about, I self-sabotage. All right, cool. What's next for you? What do you want to transform into? What's your next great blessing? What's your miracle? How do you want to participate in that miracle? It all starts with you. It all starts with you. And you're not alone. God is always on your side, but don't blame God for shit. I've been watching shows that are period pieces. So, oh my God, I watched The Last Kingdom on Netflix. Man, what a brilliant show. Oh, so good. But they talk about a lot about God and faith. And now I'm watching The Nightfall, which is about the Knights Templar. And it's amazing to me how much people love to blame God for things. And so don't blame God. God's on your team. God is flowing through you. What's your next bold move? What's your next bold move? What's your next bold move? I would love to support you in your next bold move. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do bold, amazing, extraordinary things. And if you would like some support, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And just go ahead and visit my website now and sign up for my newsletters, and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week that you can use in your spiritual journey. Yeah, for free. Just sign up. Sign up for the newsletter. Yeah, I'm amazed sometimes with the message. I'm like, oh, that's good. Because I channel them. And yes, I'm aware of what I'm writing in the moment, but I'll read back on some things and I'm like, oh, that's good. Oh, there's a typo, but oh, that was good. And so sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 messages a week. You can do this. You can take full and complete responsibility for your life, and it will be amazing. And you will feel powerful, and you will see everything in your life start to change. You'll have more money. You'll have better friendships. You'll relate to the people in your life better. You'll feel better about your body. You'll feel better about your work. You'll stop being so mean to yourself. Life gets fun when you take full and complete responsibility and be willing to do the hard stuff. All right, I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you for listening to this program.